USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden promising full federal support to six states hit hard by a deadly tornado outbreak, which may have been one of the largest such outbreaks in U.S. history. The president asking the FEMA chief to provide whatever help states need. And Kentucky needs a lot of help, according to the governor, Andy Beshear.
We will rebuild. We are strong, resilient people.
Governor Beshear is saying the death toll in his state could reach around 100 alone. At least six people are confirmed dead now at an Illinois Amazon warehouse after it collapsed during one of the tornadoes. But search and rescue operations for those still unaccounted for continue at the scene. John Griffin, a longtime CNN producer facing multiple charges for allegedly luring underage girls to his Vermont ski home for, quote, sexual subservience training. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The annual Army-Navy showdown on Saturday afternoon saw the midshipmen stun their rivals, Army's Black Knights, 17-13 at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. A few hours later, Alabama's quarterback Bryce Young was named the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy Award.
Thanks to the people around me and to the grace of God, I've been able to make it here, and I'm truly grateful for that. So thank you, everyone, for coming out and everyone watching at home.
The group of seven richest democracies now trying to persuade Russia not to invade Ukraine as the G7 put on a united front on Saturday, warning of dire consequences for any incursion, urging Moscow to come to the negotiating table. The G7 meeting's happening in Liverpool, England, and it comes as the West is worried about China's military and economic initiatives, as well as the possibility of Iran gaining nuclear capabilities. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A dire warning issued by one of the hopefuls for the White House a few years back, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Hillary Clinton predicted Donald Trump would run again in 2024 and warned of dire consequences for the country if he were to retake the White House. In an interview with Today host Willie Geist, she says,
are we going to give in to all of these lies and this disinformation and this organized effort to undermine our rule of law? On our institutions, or are we going to stand up to it?
Hillary Clinton is still bitter she lost to Trump after calling more than half of Americans deplorables. I'm Brad Bernards.
Meanwhile, Trump himself is evaluating President Biden's role in some of the big issues that the U.S. has been facing, and one of them is the economy. He told Fox News,
no, we're not doing well. We're doing horribly in terms of our image all over the world with the Afghanistan disaster and the border where millions and millions of people are pouring into our country. No, I think we're at a very low point in our country's history and a very embarrassing point.
And Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket back on the ground after it rocketed into outer space for a brief flight with NFL star and Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan on board on Saturday morning. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.